Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Peace out.
Back to one of my favorite places on the planet Earth, Watford City, North Dakota, today with What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Hello, Mr. Mitchell. How are you today?
Very good, Mr. Hennen. How are you?
Better than Donald Trump today, I think. Yeah.
Does he have a bad hair day, or what's going on with him now?
You think he feels like one big, giant Target at all? I mean, overnight, while you were sleeping, another 50 businesses bailed on the... This whole presidential race is costing him a lot of money. He can't sell ties in partnership with Macy's anymore. And the list is very long. Of course, the whole pageant thing. It's really and all of the other candidates are piling on the guy. And I'm kind of curious. One of the questions I have. We don't have a lot of time for this today, but for those of you that are paying attention to the Republican presidential race, by the way, debates start next month. Facebook and Fox News are doing an August debate, so we're there. It's here, whether you want it or not. And the sweepstakes is growing. In fact, the Democrats have a few more candidates as well. It's been rather interesting to watch that race go. They have to five candidates now, I think, over there. And Bernie Sanders is gaining a lot of steam. So the old coronation for Hillary Clinton might not be that. But anyway,
wasn't it supposed to be a coronation for her two elections ago? And then that didn't quite work out her
exactly.
way.
So this could be rather interesting to see what happens over there as well. It's anybody's ballgame. But here's my question for you on Donald Trump, and I'm just curious from the standpoint of that good old-fashioned sort of Midwestern common sense. Is Donald Trump the idiot that the media wants you to believe he is? Is he the idiot that now even other Republicans want you to believe that he is? Or is Donald Trump actually, breaking the mold a little bit of get out of this political correct, walk on eggshells, you can't say anything that might tick somebody off mode, and speaking for you? I'm curious, because there's two schools of thought. You see Ted Cruz sort of saying, I wouldn't have said it the way he said it, but I'm glad he's saying it. And if you missed it, essentially what he said was, inartfully, Hispanics come here and they kill people. Okay, and so he was putting, crime on the back of Hispanics. What he was trying to spark a conversation about is illegal immigration, and if we don't get a better handle on it, it'll continue to escalate our crime problem. He didn't say it exactly that way. That's what he was trying to say. A lot of folks say, good, let's have that conversation, and not worry about, okay, is this going to offend a block of voters? I want to know what you think on who's right. I'm just curious, because those are the two schools of thought that are out there right now. A lot of pylon on Donald Trump going on. We have Pete Hanneman joining us today. He's the Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tuesday's Ag Day on our What's On Your Mind program, and we love focusing in on what's happening with the farmers and ranchers. Pete is actually traveling. He's out at Indianapolis, and there was a training session going on that the folks from farm bureaus around the country are taking in. So Pete's going to give us an update on that. Look forward to that. Steve Holden will be here as we're broadcasting live today from the Watford City High School. There was a new Watford City High School under construction. We'll find out all about that. And Steve Holden, McKenzie County School District Superintendent, here to tell us a little bit about that and the challenges of a boomtown like Watford City providing for the education of its students. No easy feat. So look forward to hearing about that today on the program as well. And then Mayor Brent Sanford is going to join us later on Energy Matters this afternoon from 3 until 5. We'll be live at MBI Energy Services. And these tours are just taking off. There's a number of companies that are providing tours of the Bakken, where people get on a bus, on the eastern end of the state or the middle of the state, and they come out here and they actually get a firsthand view of what's happening out here, which I think is great, because you should. This is like the equivalent of going to where the iPhone is being designed and built. Okay, I mean, the equivalent of pulling an iPhone out of the ground is what's happening when you're pulling oil out of the ground. It's a technology that is transforming the world. What's happening right now in the Bakken when you take oil from rock. Pretty extraordinary. So I'm glad people think enough of it to come check it out. And obviously, when you have that amount of growth and change, you have impacts. And so it's good to see what's happening there, too, and how that's being addressed. So all of that, very interesting, and all of that part of our array of topics today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Now, to join us, it's as simple as a phone call, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. When you call, by the way, you have two options. Press 1 to leave a message with your comment. Press 2 to chat with us live on the air, just like Greg is going to do from Keene, North Dakota. Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Listen, on Trump, the way the Republican establishment is there, I think they're scared to death of Donald Trump. He speaks to the common man, the blue-collar worker, and they know it. And you can see his poll numbers going up every time he speaks. And I think the establishment looks at that, and they are scared to death of what Donald Trump brings to the table.
Scared to death, and in that if he continues to be part of this race and gains momentum that he is a candidate and doesn't listen to the establishment, why would they be scared of him?
Because he pulls the voters that the establishment itself, they know they've left behind, and the conservatives want to have, but they don't have the backbone to stand up and speak it. Ted Cruz kind of dances around the edge of it, you know, and he just... He knows he wants to say what Trump is saying, but he just can't because he still has to pull that Reince Priebus money. So it's Trump speaks to most of us out here, and you just look at the momentum he's gaining. He's not an idiot. The liberal media would love to beat Trump up, but Trump, he speaks too much to those of us out here making a paycheck.
Isn't it ironic? The richest guy in the race is talking to the guys that are, you know, earning a paycheck the hard way, the good old-fashioned way. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
He truly is. And like the founding father or somebody else I listened to, but, you know, these guys put their fortunes on the line to found this country. Here's Trump. He can't be bought, can't be paid for. A little brash about how he puts it out there that he is that wealthy. But he speaks to us, and he won't be beholden to anybody but the voters because he doesn't need anybody's money. He has Donald Trump's money.
That I like about him. There's no question about it because it removes any doubt. I mean, I happen to think politics more often than not is a case of, you know, okay, I'm going to invest my money in someone that is speaking for me rather than, okay, I'm going to give you this money, now you're going to talk for me. I honestly don't think, you know, the vast majority of people get into politics to be corrupted by the money. I honestly don't. I think they have a set of views and the money follows them. But you never have to worry about it with Donald Trump either way, do you?
No, and somebody, just real quick, somebody said, well, what are his political experiences? Well, in big business, everything is politics. This man is negotiating multi-billion-dollar deals all over the world. He has political experience. It may not be politics to politics, but when you're cutting multi-billion-dollar deals, you're playing politics all day long.
Fair point. Yeah, what is that exactly? It's, you know, it's maneuvering. It's getting a job done. Makes sense. Appreciate the call. Interesting. I think Greg, you speak for a lot of folks. I think that people are excited about Donald Trump because they see somebody that is going to say what needs to be said. And I think I don't happen to think that Donald Trump made the best decision in saying what he said, how he said it. But the fact that he said it, I think, speaks volumes about him. Does that make sense? In other words, that you know, it doesn't make sense to you know, he didn't say illegal immigrants are coming here from Mexico and committing crimes. What he said was Hispanics come here and murder people, you know, or Hispanics murder people. That's going and folks, there will be a double standard among the media, to be sure. In other words, Hillary Clinton is not going to get the same treatment Donald Trump is. So there does require a certain amount of discipline. On the other hand, you know, it's early. And I think mistakes like this you can recover from, but they could be fatal 3 days before an election. He says this 3 days before an election. Say he's the nominee. He says it 3 days before the election against Hillary Clinton. That could be a deal breaker. So there does require some discipline there, no doubt about it. But I do believe what we're witnessing here is a yearning from people who want someone to just say what needs to be said. And that's what I think the appeal of Donald Trump is, Tell me if you agree or disagree at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Nobody has the cojones to say what most everyone wants to say, but political correctness is more important. We need a real man like President Trump, says one emailer. Another says that I would bet money that if he becomes the front runner, more of these other flip-floppers will change their tune. Well, you can see that happening already. You can see that there is a recognition of, wow, he's gaining some traction here. What's going on? How about the companies that have dumped him? What's the deal there? Like Univision, as an example. Couldn't Univision put in a statement saying, you know, we disagree with Mr. Trump, but we will continue with the pageant because all these women have worked so hard to get to this point? I mean, dumping him left and right, you know, same thing with the Macy's and a few others. What do you make of that? 800-228-0550. What's your take on this today? We're in Watford City. We're also going to talk to Pete Hanovitz from the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Steve Holden from Watford City, McKenzie County School District, and more coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts buried a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quotes. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at iCitizen. It's a brand new app. If you haven't taken the time to download it, do it. We're talking today a little bit about the presidential race. We're talking about the future of our country. Whatever concerns you at the federal, state, or local level, this is a very important tool for you to stay connected. At the touch of a button, it gets you well connected with your members of Congress, with the folks at the at the you know, the state house, the governor, the lieutenant governor, your legislators, right there, emails, Twitter accounts, you know, everything that they have, you can have right at the touch of your button. It also tells you who's donating to them, where are they getting their money from, how they voted, and also a lot of polls. There's a poll right now, for instance, on the Supreme Court decisions. And what they do with that, they say, okay, here's how North Dakotans think, Senators Heitkamp, Hovind, Congressman Kramer. It doesn't say Scott Hannon voted this way, but it says here's what they think. In other words, wakes them up to where people are at. And it's free. That's a very important tool. It's free. So if you go to iCitizen, the letter iCitizen, on your app store, Droid or iPhone, you'll find it absolutely free. Download it. Check it out. I think you'll like it a lot. I really do. A lot of good information there. So I get, you know, all the info I need. And then I get, well, how did they vote? All in one place. How do I contact them? It's very easy. So check it out. 800-228-0550. What is on your mind, Ernie in Bismarck? Tell me, sir.
Yes, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Better now that you called.
Say, I want to ask you a question. How many candidates do we have for trying to be a president?
Well, Republican and Democrat, over 20.
Okay, I mean, that's 20.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is a very smart guy. Don't you think he would do something like this to stand out? I mean, who else are we talking about right now besides Trump? More than Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that brings attention to him. So, like I said, it's just like a thumb standing out. You got 20 candidates, and he is just standing out. It's a political ploy. Yeah, he does a good job. I mean, he's a very intelligent guy. I mean, he's made millions and millions of dollars. He's not dumb.
So, does this work? Does this get him the nomination?
I think so. It brings attention to himself. And then once this all kind of smooths out, then he'll start bringing out what he's going to do for the country, and he has so many connections throughout the world. I mean, that's how he makes these millions of dollars. He's a smart guy.
You had Jeb Bush say that he does not, speaking of Donald Trump, does not represent the views of most Republicans. This is a guy who was a Democrat for most of the last decade. I don't think he represents the Republican Party, and his views are way out of the mainstream of what most Republicans think. Agree or disagree with that?
Oh, that's a hard one. Bush, all of a sudden he comes out of the woodwork, and he's been in the back weeds all these years, hiding behind his name, his father's grandfather's name, and all of a sudden he comes out of the woodwork, and he is just trying to say all the right things and not to step on any toes. But with Trump, he wants to do a shock and awe to get in front of all these guys and all these, how many women do we got running? And that's what he's doing. He's succeeding. He has the light right now on him. He's trying to take the spotlight off of everybody else, and he's trying to steal the spotlight in which he's doing.
Does this make you more likely to support Donald Trump, what he's doing?
As American, Mexican, Mexican-American, as they say, I would vote for him because he's a smart guy. He has made millions over the years, and there's a reason why, because he looks into the look into the future and try to predict what's going to happen. And he doesn't mind stepping on toes or getting rid of bad companies. So maybe that's what we need. Maybe that's what we need to get this country going again.
You know what I think? I think people are just thirsty for somebody just to not be politically correct, right? And I don't, if you look at exactly what he said, you know, specifically that immigrants from Latin America are rapists, you know, that's not a wise way to say it. You're saying, politically speaking, he may be calculated in how he's doing it because he knows it's going to prompt a debate and it's worked. But I will say people are willing to forgive him inartfully saying what he was trying to say, and that was specifically saying we got to get a handle on illegal immigration because of the crime part of it, and people are going, thank you, somebody says it, rather than worry about, hey, we're trying to, grab a new block of voters who will like us more. You know, I think they want candor, and even if that comes sometimes a little inartfully, they're okay with that, obviously. I mean,
but wouldn't you agree that he's grabbing the spotlight right now? I mean, all of us are talking about it, and the newspaper is talking about CNN. Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah. I would. Now, again, what are they talking about? I think a large part of the media is saying, oh, look at this. The Republicans stepped in it. I am so glad we get to bash, you know, they aren't necessarily doing it for the right reasons. On the other hand, all he needs to worry about right now is getting Republicans to decide that he would be the best guy to lead the party and get elected.
But then again, I agree with you. This country is made to forgive and forget to what somebody has said, as long as he sooner or later says the right thing to the right people at the right time.
Well, unless you're Macy's or, you know, Univision or somebody else, then there's no forgive and forget. There's no, I mean,
yeah.
My gosh, there's a, I don't have the list in front of me, but it's a large list of people that have dumped on Trump as a result of these comments. Saying, you know, once again, it's a politically correct world. Ernie, nice to hear from you. Good perspective. Appreciate that very much. Here's some email comments, texting comments. Good morning. I personally think that if you look at the stats of the illegal immigrants pouring into the United States, I think you'd be very surprised at how many are criminals. Trump's right on the money. He says it how it is. We want America back. All right. A texter says it's like seventh grade. Confirm or be cast out. Translate that for me, Todd, would you?
I didn't text it.
I know you didn't, but you didn't receive it.
Yeah?
It's like seventh grade. Did they mean conform or be cast out? And who are they
saying?
Or is
that like church confirmation class is the only thing that crossed my mind, but I'm not positive.
I don't know who they're suggesting needs to conform or be cast out. Anyway, they know what they meant, right, Todd? They're clear.
I'll get a text back now to clarify that.
Yeah, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text Todd. Just try and give us a little background because we're a little slow here. We missed the seventh grade analogy. And you can do that at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Today on the program, live from Watford City, North Dakota. You checked out voicesofwatford.com. It is a great resource on Watford City. Not the same, but better. And you can hear it firsthand from the people in their own voice. So check that out. A lot of them, those voices of Watford, have to do with the great schools. We're going to talk with Steve Holman from the McKinsey County School District Number 1. Live from the Watford City High School today, or later on in the program, too. Stay tuned for all of that coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on the 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, 2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20-packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, 3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Extend your life with ExtendoBite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with 5 other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Continue. We're in Watford City today on What's On Your Mind. Tomorrow, by the way, the state capital in Bismarck. And if you have a question or comment related to property taxes, specifically to what your assessment is, what your valuation is, how much that increase has been, maybe questions about, okay, you know, I know there was property tax relief passed. My property taxes went down, but then they went back up. Why? Because, of course, the state has continued this robust buy-down of the property tax. But the state and local level obviously has to, or rather the local and county level have to go along with that as well. So there's a lot of issues there on property tax relief, on reform, on valuations. And we starting in about April, I got a bunch of questions right after the legislative session was wrapping up. And I finally decided, hey, you know what, we need a whole talk radio town hall on this. So any questions you have on those, make sure you get them to us. Okay, and you can call them in right now. And tomorrow, at about an hour of the program, Governor Jack Dalrymple and Senator Dwight Cook are going to take your questions on those. So, talk radio town hall specifically on property taxes tomorrow. And again, it's yours. You asked for it. So let me have the facts and what concerns you have. Here's the number, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Just press extension 1, and we will make sure we use that for you tomorrow on the program. Tuesday is Ag Day. It's North Dakota Farm Bureau Day on What's On Your Mind. And a regular guest as part of that is Pete Hannabit, who's the Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And, you know, agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is over $6 billion. Agriculture represents about a quarter of our state's economic base, employs about a quarter of our state's workforce. So what does that tell you? Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine. And the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate because Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag economy will keep our state strong. And they're about more than just agriculture, too, because they know what's important to North Dakotans, a strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. So Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and in Washington, D.C., but also helping save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. So find out more about the organization by visiting their website, ndfb.org, your state, your future, your Farm Bureau, ndfb.org. Pete Hannabit is the Director of Public Policy. He is for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, and he is out in Indianapolis. Pete, how you doing?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on this morning. Yeah, I'm back in my old stomping grounds for a conference this week, and so it's nice to join the folks in North Dakota from 1,100 miles away in Indiana.
Yeah, no kidding. So why are you there? What's going on?
Well, the Farm Bureau across the country is actively involved in political education and keeping our folks up to speed on politics and that type of thing and what's going on in politics nationally and at the local and state level. And this week, the conference in Indianapolis deals with candidate surfacing and support and candidate training and electing the right types of folks to represent us at all levels, whether it's a local county commissioner race or a state legislative race or even a federal race. And so we're having a conference this week. My colleagues and I from all around the country just happen to be meeting here. It's nice that the circumstances bring me to my home stomping ground, but it just by the luck of the draw, they chose Indiana because that's where they could get the best flight. And so we're here in Indiana meeting to discuss ways that we can influence the outcomes of elections and how we can help our local Farm Bureau members find good candidates for local, state house, and federal offices at all levels around the country. So that's what the purpose of the conference is, and over the next few days, we will be discussing those things and talk a little bit about some just general public policy things, but a lot of it will be about candidates and being involved in elections.
So what are you sharing in the way of best practices from North Dakota? How does the North Dakota Farm Bureau find the candidates at that, you know, city, county, you know, legislative, statewide level?
Well, ideally, we would, you know, start all politics as local, as one of the former speakers said. Tom Foley, I believe, said that, or maybe even a person before that. But years ago, a politician said all politics is local. And so we think about the political system as being kind of a farm team, you know, your local candidates, whether it's a local school board person or a local sheriff or a county commissioner, someone who's holding the countywide office, oftentimes those folks will move up and eventually become a state representative. And then from there, they might end up being a congressman or something like that, a statewide office holder. And so we have, across the country, the Farm Bureaus have fostered this type of farm team approach. And it's something that we're working on building in North Dakota. That wasn't necessarily something they did before I came here, but that's one of the things that I did in my previous job was help elect candidates to local offices and then to state house offices, and then they became congressmen and whatever else. And so they were friends of Farm Bureau all along the way. If we helped them to get elected, helped them win their election, taught them how to win their election, and helped them through our political activities get elected, that's a way of influencing public policy on our behalf, so that we will have advocates representing us and our organization in various public offices. And so that's the kind of thing that we're talking about. A lot of states are very actively engaged in local candidate surfacing and support because, you know, those local offices are where the rubber hits the road for a lot of our members out in the countryside, no matter what state you're in, but particularly in North Dakota, you know, the things that your county commissioners do will have a greater impact on you in many cases than what the legislature can do and what Congress can do in some cases. And so it's really important for us to have an actively engaged local process where, you know, our members are the ones who are representing us as county commissioners. You know, we would like to think that our good neighbor next door at the farmstead down the road could be the best person to know what's best for me and my children on the local school board, for example. And so by having, you know, local connections to our candidates, that's all good for, in our view, that's all good for grassroots politics and local politics and what can happen close to home is, and keeping government close to home in their heart is probably the best thing that can happen for us. You know, if you have a problem with something that's going on with your roads or your bridges or whatever, and your county commissioner is your neighbor and you know him really well and you're on a first his or her name and you're on a his or her first name basis with them, then, you know, that's when you can get some things done. And so that's the type of thing that we talk about when we think about grassroots politics. And we'll be comparing notes on how things are a little different in Indiana than they might be in Texas or Mississippi or Virginia. I've got a colleague from Idaho that's going to be there. And so it's a little different everywhere. And by comparing notes and all, why We make each other a little bit wiser on, you know, how to prepare for the future and how politics ebbs and flows and changes year in and year out.
Is it a tough sell, Pete? I mean, is that the argument you're making there about if you're sitting across the kitchen table from somebody saying, hey, we need you in this county commission race, right? We need you to run for legislature, and you care about the issues, you're well-versed, you're doing this, but are people reluctant to put their toe in that water?
I think a lot of people are, and there's not anything wrong with that. You know, sometimes, you know, you think you hear all the things that are distasteful about politics, which, you know, unfortunately, sometimes politics gets a black eye for no real good reason other than it's an easy target for people to blame when things don't go their way. And so sometimes it is a tough sell to talk someone into running for office, not so much past the school board level or at the school board level, but when you get past that, a lot of people don't want to take the time to be involved. They don't want to put the commitment into it that it takes to win an election. They don't want to ask for support from their friends because it takes some financial commitment to get elected. But unfortunately, you know, it's as old as the saying that Plato said, and however, how old is Plato? Pre-Christ said, you know, the price that we pay for not being involved in public policy is to be governed by those less worthy than ourselves. And it's no more true today or less true today than it was when Plato said it. Unfortunately, if we don't step up to the plate, we're going to get somebody else representing us, and that might not be as good as if we were doing it ourselves. And so it's a thing where, you know, it's sometimes people think politics is distasteful and there's all kinds of things wrong with politics. But we have a beautiful system compared to anywhere else in the world. And we hope that people will take the time to commit to their communities and be engaged in the political process and help elect the right people, even if it's electing themselves to public office, so that we can have that grassroots representation that's important to rural North Dakota.
Yeah, because without it, what happens? I think the biggest fear of the establishment, if you will, is that, you know, career politicians just continue to be the voices at the table, so that just kind of the status quo remains, right? When new folks get involved in the process, start asking questions and poking around a little bit, that's not exactly always welcomed by the establishment, is it?
No, it's not always welcomed by the establishment, and yet, you know, we have a beautiful system. We don't need term limits to change things. We can change things just by voting for the right person each time in the election. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, we want to, you know, blame the ingrained, the person who's been involved in office for a long time. Everybody seems to be happy with their personal district representative or commissioner, whoever it is. It's always the other guy that's the problem, is what you notice in politics, that people want to blame that person from out in Grand Forks or Fargo, or if they're in Fargo and Grand Forks, they're blaming that guy from out in Williston. You know, it always seems like they want to blame somebody else because their local person seems to do a good job for them. But it is kind of funny that it's hard to talk people into being involved, and yet they want to complain, and yet our system is so marvelous compared to everywhere else in the world. When you think that we have the opportunity in November of almost every even-numbered year to go and make some change in a positive way for who our elected representatives are at all levels of government, and that we, the people, are empowered by that, and yet sometimes we give up that power just by our own complacency, and that's a shame. So, yeah, it's always a challenge, and it probably always will be, but we hope that we can at least you know, get people thinking about being an elected official and being the person who represents their friends and their neighbors at whatever level of government they're interested in.
Pete Hannabut, the Director of Public Policy with the North Dakota Farm Bureau, checking in from Indianapolis today. We'll let you get back to it and look forward to a full report when you get back and more conversations just like this as we go. Thanks, Pete.
Well, thanks, Scott. We'll talk to you down the road.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a bunch. 16-4 at the top of the hour. Take a short time out. A couple more comments have come in on Donald Trump. Next hour, Steve Holand from the Watford City, actually McKenzie County School District, here in Watford City, the high school today, coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennen talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection, and if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com. ValleyImports.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of our friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Tom, a farmer from Verona, shares why too much government is not good. Tell me, Tom.
Well, that's funny, because I have Chad from Herdsfield scheduled for today to explain why the EPA's Waters of the U.S. proposal is getting the attention of farmers. So let's shoot for that one for
now. The Clean Water Act was passed in 1972. The intent was to preserve water quality in the U.S. by regulating the discharge of pollution into the country's navigable water system. The recent action taken here goes past navigable water systems and into state water systems. Many of the prairie potholes in North Dakota are not navigable waters, and therefore waters of the state. So the recent action removes the state's ability to regulate itself and the citizens thereof to be able to make decisions that are best for that state. It also goes a long ways to remove individuals of their rights.
All right. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate that very much. Find out what's on the minds of other farmers and ranchers at NDFB.org. NDFB.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, bringing ag home. We're also brought to you today by our friends at Apache Sprayers. High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer. And they are in Mandan. And they are in Frontier. And they are waiting for you to come on in and get a great deal. Because right now they have new and used sprayers. Get a load of this. 36 months, no interest financing. That's right. No payments, no interest. 36 months. So it's a great deal at High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealer. Stop by and see them. Check that out. They're wheeling and dealing right now. They want to move these out. So good time to do that. Maybe you got some issues with your sprayer and you say, I need to do this. 36 months, no interest is the time. And they're dealing. Great combination. So stop in and see them. They're also home to that ET Ag Center. So whether you need a spray tip or a pump or a hose or fitting valve, you name it, they have 50,000 sprayer parts in stock, on location right there. And if by chance you need it, they don't have it. They'll have it at your door in a day or two. So simple as that. Stop and see them at High Plains Apache. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, some more folks want to weigh in on Donald Trump today. It's kind of been our hot topic. So lay some more comments from the callers on me from Donald Trump.
The nomination. Is he smart enough to pick one of the other popular candidates, let's just say a Walker or a Rubio, as his running mate? I think it'd be good to put our best people together on the presidential ticket.
Hi, this is Ron in Bismarck. I call Donald Trump the Sarah Palin in trousers. Go, Donald. He can't be blackmailed. He can't be threatened. He can't be bought. And he says what he means. So go, Donald. Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, Scott. I hear you talking about presidential candidates, specifically the Republicans. Okay, 2016. This is the last chance for the Republicans to get it right. Some Senate committee called me a week ago asking questions like this, and it wasn't good. I told them like it is, and they better listen this time. I am so sick and tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. You know what? When you vote for the lesser of two evils, you still end up with evil. The Republicans had better get it right this time.
All right. A lot of viewpoints. That first guy I'm still lost on. What is he? Can you roll that one again, Todd? What is he saying about...
If Donald Trump gets the nomination, is he smart enough to pick one of the other popular candidates, let's just say a Walker or a Rubio, as his running mate? I think it'd be good to put our best people together on the presidential ticket.
I guess that goes for anybody, though. Yeah, that makes sense. If he gets the nomination, is he smart enough to pick somebody else who's super?
How realistic is that, though, for him to get the nomination?
I don't have any idea. I mean, for one, I don't think you read too much into the polls now. You know, that means
I don't even zero. The heck with the polls? Yeah, exactly. Forget the polls.
Now, at least, I mean, polls start mattering as you close in on this thing, but they don't mean anything right now. Texter said, would Trump as president be like Ventura as governor of Minnesota? I have to admit there's a part of me that worries a little bit about that. That he would just, you know, again, no Republican candidate is going to get a fair shake in the media. So if you're a little boisterous like Trump is, you're going to be, you're going to give them lots of ammunition to, use as a club against you. There's no question about that. On the other hand, what is extraordinarily important at this point is that the conservative cause be fired up, right? Be really walk on broken glass, whatever it takes, I'm going to get it done. We you need that level of enthusiasm. That can mean many points in a race. So, and Donald Trump elicits a little bit of that from some folks. Interesting debate. A lot of different folks accomplished exactly what I was hoping to. That is to get your take on that. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with more live from Watford City today on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know you can lose weight by drinking coffee? Well, now you can with Slim Roast, a delicious Italian dark roast coffee with a secret formula inside that cuts appetite, burns fat, and blocks sugar. Thousands of people are already experiencing incredible results. Here's the deal. It works every time, and it will work for you. Order Slim Roast today. It's 100% guaranteed. Want a free sample? Call 877-383-6054. Love to send you one. 877-383-6054.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.